Let's go to the Arkansas Mailing Services hotline and talk with recruiting coordinator or recruiting guru, let's put it that way, Danny West from hogsports.com. What's up, Danny?
How you doing, RJ? Filling in okay, huh?
Yeah, doing it again. Trey's up playing golf in Fort Smith today. So he made the long drive from Destin last night and is now playing golf up in Fort Smith. So, big day for you, though. I tell you, when you look over the recruiting, it's been a busy couple weeks. And I guess let's go ahead and just start. Where are the Hogs at right now as far as offers made and players they're looking at?
Yeah, right now they've put out about 175 offers. That's about on par with where they're normally at, I would say. Obviously, they've got four commitments for the class of 2014. So, and again, that's probably about where they're normally at. I think Arkansas is a school that, you know, recruits nationally and has to get a lot of kids in here on official visits, not too many unofficial visitors coming in. So, as opposed to Alabama, Florida, you know, places like that. But recruiting's going well so far. They're still in the spring evaluation period. That ends tomorrow. They've got a few coaches out today. Tabor Johnson is on the road in Ohio, going up to see a big-time defensive end, Joe Henderson. That's one of their top prospects for this year's class, as well as one of their top kids for next year. Hajolte Froholt is a big defensive end that visited here a couple of weeks ago. He can also play tight end in college. Michigan, Ohio State have offered, so that tells you a lot about him. And then defensive coordinator Chris Ash is down in Mississippi. He's going to see a few junior college kids, as well as Ole Miss commitment C.J. Hampton, a big four-star safety down there. And he's also going to be checking up on a couple of kids, or at least one kid that visited up here yesterday, outside linebacker Traver. Traver Jung, who came up yesterday, pretty much committed to Arkansas. Kind of a unique deal with Traver. He's not fully qualified yet, but he does have one more chance to make it next month. He's going to take his ACT one more time. And as long as that goes well, I think Arkansas wants to go ahead and get him up here this fall. That will probably be as a walk-on deal, but, you know, and then he would probably get a scholarship later next spring, possibly in January. So, anyway, Joel Thomas is in Pennsylvania today, and Randy Shannon is in California. So they're spread out pretty good today.
And Danny, your top 44, is there any news on any of those guys? And who was the guy I asked you if Arkansas had offered the player I like, the D-back that's a little raw from Little Rock?
Yeah, Taven Alexander.
Any news on any of those 44 or him?
The only news so far is the only real change was Blake Mack. He's a wide receiver that I really like out of Lone Oak. He picked up an offer this morning from Monroe. Other than that, still about the same as it was last week. I will tell you, though, Matt, I talked to Kevin Alexander, your guy, that you were impressed by him, and he seemed to really enjoy that and get a kick out of that. So,
well, good. And I was going to ask you to change. I was going to change it. We'll come back to football, but I saw that you said that West Virginia transfer Keaton Miles will visit June 14th. Now, what year is he? What position does he play? What's kind of the latest on him?
Well, he signed with West Virginia in 2011. He's from Dallas, so he'll have 2 years left at his next school. Of course, he's going to have to sit out a year after transferring. Really wasn't a very high productive guy at West Virginia, didn't put up great numbers, and that's really the reason he kind of wanted out of there.
And that's Bob Huggins, right? Is he West Virginia? Okay, yeah.
That's right. And he really wasn't happy with how things are progressing there, you know, as far as on the court. So thought it'd be best to leave the program, and Arkansas is one of the first in there kind of reaching out to him. And luckily got him locked up to come in on a visit on the 14th. He's also considering Colorado State for a visit. But over the last 3, 4, 5 days, something like that, UCLA and Florida have contacted him. So you'll probably end up having a little more competition for this guy.
Is he a guard?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't know if you had said, is he a point guard, shooting guard? What position is he?
No, he's a forward.
Forward, okay.
He's a 6'7", 210-pound forward, I think. So a pretty good player if UCLA and Florida are reaching out to you, in my opinion. But early on, I think Arkansas has got a pretty good shot to get this guy. Also, on the basketball front, I want to make sure I make a note of this. Trey Thompson last week, after off the air, probably within the hour, he went ahead and committed to Arkansas. I didn't want people thinking we just, skipped over that. Congratulations to Trey. That was a huge, huge pickup for Mike Anderson, 2014 forward, big 6'9", 250-pound guy. Really, really good prospect for Arkansas.
Danny West from hogsports.com. He's a recruiting analyst joining us on Overtime. And, Danny, let's go back to football for a minute. The Hogs hosted a linebacker from Mississippi yesterday. Who is it, and what kind of star do you have on him?
Yeah, he's Traver Jung, a big 6'4", 220-pound guy. It's kind of a unique deal, RJ. He really didn't have the ACT score coming out of high school, so a lot of teams back off of him. It's kind of a unique deal in the fact that he's still got a chance to make it. As long as he does well on that ACT score next month, Arkansas will want to go ahead and bring him in on, as a walk-on. They really ran out of room for the 2013 class, so they won't be able to put him on scholarship until next year. But from what I'm told, the staff sat down with him yesterday. He was really impressive. And then they went and watched his film this morning and fell in love with the guy. So probably just one of those off-the-radar guys who maybe you can pick up late and get something out of.
Okay, what about I saw where they also are the lead for a wide receiver out of Shreveport.
Yeah, absolutely. His name is Jared Cornelius. I like this kid a lot, guys. He kind of reminds me of Keon Hatcher in that 2012 class. He's about 6'1", 190 or so, and Arkansas offered him last week. Really, by far, his best offer is Arkansas right now. I think Tulsa, Houston, teams like this have also offered. But he plans on visiting this summer. A really high productive kid, 87 catches last year for over 1,500 yards and almost 20 touchdowns. So, some of that may be the offense he plays in, but still that's pretty solid numbers there. So he's going to take a visit up here, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if Jared goes ahead and commits to Arkansas sometime in the next, weeks ahead somehow.
And Danny, we've had a couple people the last week or so on Live Fan Feedback wanting to know about, like junior, senior camps. Are those invitation only? I know the Razorback camps that they have for all grades, you can just pay the money and go. But are the junior, senior camps invitation only? And when is that? And who, from outside the state maybe do you see going to be up there?
Yeah, from what I know, they're going to hold. Here's the difference this year, Matt. I don't think it's invitation only as far as prospects, 9th through 12th grade, but they're going to try to squeeze in an elite camp.
Right.
And that's kind of your invitation only, where they kind of separate the guys, and that's when you really find out who they're targeting among that group. Those dates are June 9th through 11th, so that could be a very big week for Arkansas in terms of commitments. I could see them getting anywhere between 3 and 5 out of that group, just taking a stab at it.
And those and that was the thing. Now we have some in-state guys that go, but anybody maybe not on our radar that we know about that are out of state that you see getting an invitation or going to that elite camp? You said June 9th through the 11th.
Yeah, they're still targeting a bunch of guys, trying to get them up here for camp. I think DeAndre Goolsby may camp here. He's a big 4-star tight end out of Kansas. Rafe Peavy, the committed quarterback, big 4-star quarterback out of Missouri, plans on being here. And then, like I said, they're still working on a ton of guys trying to stamp down a visit/camp, if you know what I mean. So
right.
They're still working on dozens of names as far as that's concerned.
Danny West from hogsports.com is joining us on Overtime for the Arkansas Car Stereo recruiting segment. And Danny, Madre London, he's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but he's a Bryan, Arkansas native. Am I here? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a really interesting story, too. He moved from Bryan, Arkansas to St. Thomas Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale, I want to say in 2010, 2011, somewhere in there. He really wanted to have the chance to prove that he's a national type football prospect, and he's definitely accomplished that so far. Just in the last 6 days, he's got offers from Florida State, Wisconsin, Michigan State. He's got an offer from Nebraska. So we're talking about a pretty big time kid. If he was in the state of Arkansas this year, if he hadn't moved, he'd probably be, you know, definitely top three in the state. Just my conversations with him, it seems like he really wants an Arkansas offer. It's kind of weird that he would leave the state and go to Florida and then want to come back, but that seems to be the case. I'm not saying Arkansas would definitely get him if they offered, but he's really high on Arkansas, born and raised a Hog fan. And I heard it one time, guys. I've never confirmed this with Madre, but I was told that he was actually named after Madre Hill. So that
really?
That rumor's out there a little bit. So that tells you a little bit about his family, I guess. So he's on Arkansas's radar right now. I think he might come up here to camp. That would be a really good deal if he did, and definitely would give him a great chance of going ahead and getting that offer from Arkansas.
Danny, we know that Florida is a hotbed for football players, but St. Thomas Aquinas, is that a pretty big school in Florida for players to go to?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I think they produce anywhere between 10 and 15 legit D1 guys every year. It's one of the powerhouse programs in America, in my opinion.
Okay, I just was trying to put two and two together why you would leave to go all the way to Florida
right.
Without there being some type of connection there.
Yeah, that's the connection. That school really produces a lot of kids.
And Danny, the spring meeting's going on, and we've heard a lot of talk about the eight or nine conference game schedule, and of course, you know, Saban was the only one for a nine game. I was just going to get your thoughts on that. You know, does that affect recruiting, knowing you're playing another SEC game and with the SEC network being there? Do you see the SEC going to nine conference games? Because, you know, we just picked up Texas Tech. We're going to play Michigan later. I think if you do that, you're going to see a lot of those non-conference games. We won't be playing the Michigans and the Texas Techs in non-conference games.
Yeah, I think you lose some of that, you know, tradition aspect of being able to reach out to a non-conference opponent. And but, you know, I don't know. It's hit or miss. I mean, you could go to it and make a lot more money, and, you know, like with this SEC network, could be a huge success. But you could be shooting yourself in the foot a little bit by scheduling that one extra team. You hate to see the conference beat up on itself and knock each other out of a championship, you know, opportunity. So I see both sides of it, but for me personally, I would love it. I mean, if you can give me more SEC football,
right.
I'll take it all day.
Yeah, I think you're right. As a fan, that's what you want. And, you know, I like being able to maybe schedule an Oklahoma State, a Texas Tech, who we have come in Michigan, instead of playing nine conference games. But and also another thing they're talking about was the personal foul for the contact to the head. And RJ, you can correct me, or Danny, is it the second time you're kicked out of the game or the first time you're kicked out? How do you see that impacting the game? And as far as with, you know, the refs, it's making the game slower. You know, is that going to slow the game up? When you're watching a game and it seems like every 2 minutes – they're going to the replay booth for 5, 7, 10 minutes. Just seems to take a little bit out of the game.
Yeah, it does slow the game down. I remember one instance last fall. I want to say it was either South Carolina or Mississippi State. Arkansas was playing, and Rohan Gaines hit somebody. I thought it was as clean as a whistle hit. I mean, Rohan's a physical guy. You know, he's trying to kill you, but he's not trying to, you know, break your neck or anything. I think he's just out there playing football. And we lose a lot of that. You're going to lose a lot of big hits because people are going to be hesitant to actually go after a guy. It kind of dampens the game of football for me. I think if you sign up for it, you ought to be able to.
Yeah.
You know,
is it the second one you're throwing out, though, or is it
the
first
one?
Because I didn't know if it was the first one. But, Danny, I think you're right that it's tough to tell players when you're going at a high speed, and the refs have a judgment call going on. And my understanding was if they call the personal foul on him, that if it's the second one, they kick him out. He's kicked out, but play continues on, and the upstairs replay booth will go over it to see if it was worthy of being kicked out of a game, you know, if it was malicious or not. Is that right, or do they stop it right then? Because I hope they do if they say we're going to kick him out. They replay it while the game's still going on, and then, you know, a minute later, 2 minutes later, they allow him to come back in, or they say no.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to read up on that. I'm not aware of that new rule change, but in my opinion, that would kind of stink if they did kick a guy out for his first offense. That's just my opinion.
Danny West from hogsports.com joining us on Overtime. One more on recruiting. Talking about this defensive tackle, and I may butcher his name, but I'm going to try it anyway. Is it Abu Lehman?
That's the way I say it, RJ.
Okay, Abu Lehman, he's going to visit on Monday. He's one of the top overall prospects this year. Talk about him and what he brings to the table.
Well, when you look at Arkansas's recruiting board for this year's class and their tip-top prospects, their most wanted guys, this is one of those guys. He's a big 6'5", 315-pound junior college defensive tackle. He's got offers from Auburn, Nebraska, South Carolina, Tennessee, and, of course, Arkansas. So you're lucky just to get a visit out of him. But in this particular situation, you've got Sam Pittman recruiting this guy. And for my money, I would put Sam Pittman up against anyone as far as, you know, closing the deal. So I think you have to feel good. I'm not sure that Arkansas picks up his commitment next week, but you're definitely, you've got your foot in the door there. And Abu seems to really think a lot of Sam Pittman so far. And obviously that's a big time position for Arkansas to address in this year's class. And I think they've got a real, real good shot at getting this guy.
Danny, I also want to ask you that, you know, we always hear about the linebackers, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, but what about offensive linemen right now? How's that looking with Brett Bielema now under the recruiting for Arkansas? Tell me a little bit about what he's looking for and if he's targeting any guys right now.
Yeah, he's got a lot of targets right now. I think about Jaden Gault is a big-time kid at Wisconsin that's currently committed to Wisconsin. Andy Bauer is an Ole Miss commit. Orlando Brown is a guy they were on for a little while. I think he's committed to Tennessee now. So they're still targeting some of these big-time guys who have committed elsewhere. But, you know, they're still on a lot of guys, too. I think they're probably going to sign four or five offensive linemen. Brian Wallace would be a good one to keep an eye on. Dominique Jackson, a kid out in California Junior College, is a guy to keep an eye on, as well as Braden Smith from Olathe, Kansas. So a lot of targets right now. Still haven't really nailed down any commitments there, but they'll probably end up taking four or five guys at the offensive line positions.
And, you know, last week Josh Frazier was tweeting out his five, and I believe Arkansas was the fifth. And I don't know all the quotes or what Rick Schaefer said. Some people were talking about the way he went about it maybe not being the correct way. What are your thoughts? You know, I think you let kids be kids, and I would have liked to seen him put Arkansas first and then the other four.
Well, he did also say this was in no particular order.
Exactly. And so I didn't know if you've talked to him or reaction to anybody concerning Josh Frazier.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Josh, but I know Josh well enough to know that he's going to enjoy this recruiting process for a long time, probably right up until signing day. In my opinion, Josh is just one of those kids that wants to enjoy the process. I mean,
and there's nothing wrong with that, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, he probably made fans sweat a little bit, but you know what? He probably enjoyed that, too. I think I saw a tweet from him, you know, saying, "Come on, Arkansas, you knew I wouldn't let you down," or something to that effect. But Josh is kind of a funny kid, so he's going to enjoy the process. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Arkansas is in a very good spot with Josh right now, so we'll see in the end. But yeah, look for him to definitely drag this thing out a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he's one of those guys who, you know, really is having fun with it.
Yeah, I guess it's too early for me to ask you which way you think he's leaning, but we'll save that for next year.
Yeah, Matt, I really don't mind saying, I think in the end he probably does commit to Arkansas. I mean, he was pretty much raised around here. I know his mom is in love with the staff, the new coaching staff. They spent a full day over there one day on a Sunday, spent a lot of time, one-on-one time with Brett Bielema. So things are going good right now with Josh. I think people are getting worked up a little bit, but I will say this, if I was in Josh's shoes at 17 years old, you wouldn't have been able to tell me nothing.
Right.
With all the offers he's got, so I don't blame him a bit.
You're right. And how important is this season? You know, Brett Bielema had less than 3 months, I guess, really to recruit
right
when he got down. Not that he wasn't recruiting kids at Wisconsin, but when he gets to Arkansas. And how important is this season, I guess, you know, making a bowl game, kind of getting back on the right track to the recruiting process this year. Do you think, you know, maybe kids and parents will understand that it's a rebuilding process as far as a one-year deal, that, you know, we are going to be headed in the right direction? Or do you think it is important that we make a bowl game?
Yeah, it's definitely important. I think you have to make a bowl game. And to hear the staff tell it, Matt, they seem like, well, we don't have to rebuild anything. We can keep going forward. I think they're shooting for the stars right now and trying to compete for a championship. Realistically, when I look at that, I don't see a championship team so far. I do think here in the next year, and definitely the year to follow, year three, would definitely be a championship.
Right.
In my opinion. But it's going to take some time. I think kids are going to understand that. The SEC is at all-time new high with competition. I mean, hell, when you look at Vanderbilt, they just won 9 games. Ole Miss is on the rise. So when all those bottom teams are steadily progressing, I mean, it just makes the conference that much tougher. So it's going to take a few years, in my opinion, but I do think they're definitely taking steps in the right direction.
Danny, we got to go, but we appreciate the time. You can follow Danny on Twitter at DannyWest1 for all your recruiting information from around the state. Danny, appreciate the time.
All right, buddy. Thank you all.